KJAN Sports.
And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. We're back with you with a check of sports this time around. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, Akram Wadley ran for 159 yards and three touchdowns, and the Iowa Hawkeyes scored 28 points in less than a seven-minute span over the halves on its way to a 56-14 win over the Nebraska Cornhuskers Friday in what could have been Coach Mike Riley's last game with the Cornhuskers. Tight end Noah Fant returned to his home state and caught three passes for a career-high 116 yards and two touchdowns, and Iowa won for the first time in three games since it upset Ohio State on November 4th. The Huskers lost four straight to end the season, finished with their fewest wins since 1961, and they lost five home games for the first time since 1957. Coach Riley is 19-19 in three seasons, with last year's loss at Iowa starting a 10 losses and 14 games slide. The Huskers have dropped 12 of 18 since opening last season at 7-0 and ranked number 7. Iowa finished the season with a season high that is 505 yards and put the game away in the third quarter, scoring 28 points and outgaining Nebraska 209-69. The outburst came after the Hawkeyes were held to 66 yards by Wisconsin and 258 yards by Purdue. Iowa has won three straight against Nebraska, but still will lose five games in a season for the seventh time in 8 years. The Huskers allowed five opponents to score more than 40 points, and they became the second team in program history to give up more than 400 in a season. Nebraska allowed at least 199 yards rushing in the last seven games. Up next for Iowa, possibly a bowl bid, and possibly the Music City in Nashville or the Pinstripe in New York. Meanwhile, as I mentioned, Nebraska's season, they're done. Mikhail Bridges scored 18 points, and number 5 Villanova pulled away down the stretch to beat Northern Iowa 64-50 in Friday's Battle of Four Atlantis championship game, and that was in basketball. Jalen Brunson added 16 points and was named the tournament's most valuable player for Villanova. The Wildcats led most of the way, then used an 8-0 run in the final 4 minutes to turn away the Panthers. It marked Villanova's 17th straight win in a November tournament and marked the Wildcats' fifth straight year with a championship, including the 2013 Atlantis title. Juwan McLeod scored 13 points to lead the Panthers, who made just 6 of 23 three-pointers and didn't get to the free-throw line. The Panthers got within 51-45 on Spencer Haldeman's three-pointer with 5:33 left, but Phil Booth answered with a three-pointer, and then after Eric Bichelle's score, Bridges hit a three-pointer to push the lead to 14 with 2:03 left in the game. The Panthers finished with two wins and three games in the Bahamas, starting with a 61-58 win against SMU, and then get a couple of late baskets to beat North Carolina State, that is 64-60 on Thanksgiving Day. They just couldn't complete the three-day run, and now they've faced the past two national champions. They lost to 2017 champion North Carolina in the opener in the season's opening month. Next up for Northern Iowa, the Panthers will host UNLV this Wednesday. Authorities have arrested an Iowa State football player accused of vandalism at a skate park in Ames. Cornerback Brian Peavy has been charged with criminal mischief and interference. Athletics Department spokesman Mike Green said Friday that Peavy remains in good standing with the team. Green also said he expects Peavy will play Saturday when the Cyclones take on Kansas State in Manhattan. Ames Police Lieutenant Heath Rope says that officers who responded Thursday evening to a call about vandalism at Tushaima Park found Peavy and another male spray painting under a bridge near the park. The other man escaped. Peavy, a redshirt junior from Houston, is listed as a starter for the Cyclones. In other top 25 college football news, second-ranked Miami could find itself on the outside looking in when the college football playoff rankings are announced next Tuesday. The Hurricanes ended their 15-game winning streak and damaged their shot at a berth in the CFP semifinals with Friday's 24-14 loss at Pittsburgh. The outcome likely means the Hurricanes will have to beat fourth-ranked Clemson in the ACC title game next week in order to keep their hopes alive. The 10th-ranked TCU clinched a spot in the Big 12 championship game with a 45-22 win over Baylor. Kenny Hill threw three touchdowns to three different receivers and ran for a TD as the Horned Frogs improved to 10-2 overall and 7-2 in the conference. Number 12 UCF concluded the first unbeaten season in program history by downing South Florida 49-42 on Mike Hughes' 95-yard kickoff return with a minute 28 remaining. Mackenzie Milton was 29-44 for 373 yards and four touchdowns for the 11-0 Knights. Virginia Tech surrendered just five rushing yards and 191 overall in a 10-0 stifling of Virginia. Chris Cunningham scored the lone TD on an 8-yard pass by Josh Jackson. Brett Bielema era is over, that is, at Arkansas. Bielema has been dismissed as head football coach after guiding the Razorbacks to a 29-34 record in five seasons at the school. Bielema was unable to turn around the Razorbacks after leading Wisconsin to three Rose Bowl appearances. The move was announced after Arkansas fell 48-45 to Missouri to end the 4-8 season. Starting linebacker Trey Lamar will miss fourth-ranked Clemson's regular season finale with South Carolina today with a back injury. Lamar missed the win over the Citadel last week because of the same injury which he sustained in the win over Florida State on November the 11th. In the NFL, Kansas City Chiefs linebackers Dee Ford and Terrence Smith have been ruled out for tomorrow's game against Buffalo, while newly signed cornerback Darrell Revis could be active for the first time this season. Bills coach Sean McDermott isn't ruling out Kevin Benjamin for Sunday's game against Kansas City, even though the wide receiver hasn't practiced since hurting his right knee last weekend. Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald has been fined more than $24,000 for an illegal crackback block against the Houston Texans last Sunday. Fitzgerald was assessed a 15-yard penalty after Adrian Peterson was stopped for no gain on the play, which occurred midway through the first quarter of the Cardinals' 31-21 loss in Houston. Elsewhere in NFL news, Seattle safety Earl Thomas was also docked over $24,309 for his hit on Atlanta's Levine Tolelo, and Kansas City linebacker Terrence Smith was fined the same amount for his blindside on the Giants' long snapper Zach Diosi. Dolphins quarterback Jay Cutler has been ruled out of tomorrow's game at New England because of a concussion, which means that Matt Moore will make his second start of the season. Jets running back Matt Forte will be a game-time decision against the Panthers this weekend because of his ailing right knee. And Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey said he will not play Sunday against Arizona, even though he's listed as questionable with a hand injury. And that is a check of sports for this hour here on KJAN. Brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn, I'm Rick Hansen reporting.